Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, it's the Clips of the Week.
Yes.
And Andy, do you want to start proceedings today?
I'd love to, and we kick off with a caller to Jim White and Simon Jordan on Cristiano Ronaldo.
It's just a nightmare, really, to be honest with you. I just think, personally, he's well and truly spot his toys out on the pram.
It's quite easy to spit your toys out of the pram.
Is it dummy or the toys? I don't know.
I've got no idea. You shouldn't put the toys in your mouth, kids, really. Also making a turn of phrase his own this week was Danny Murphy alongside Danny Kelly.
Well deserved. He's been a real plus for them. But you know what? They say, don't they, cream always rises to the crop.
It certainly does. The cream always rises to the crop.
No one's ever said that.
That's very true.
Here's Andy Goldstein and Darren Bent discussing the early days of the World Wide Web.
And it took about 4 minutes to load. And I remember saying, mark my words, this internet thing will not take off.
Just mad. It used to be AOL as well, dial-up, didn't it? That long,
yeah,
horrible
right.
noise.
I rather like that.
He kept his motorbike with him.
Quite realistic.
It took us right back to the 90s. It was pretty close. Fisherman's Blues now, and host Nigel Botherway met somebody very interesting recently.
Somebody I did have the pleasure of meeting on the bank before I set off on my travels was Goose Lee.
Goose Lee, you may remember the series of martial arts films that the great Goose Lee made. Enter the Goose, that was good.
Yeah.
The Way of the Goose, Wing of Fury.
Escape
Wing of Fury, that was very good. Yeah, Goose Lee there.
Tremendous. And staying with Nigel, the guests took with interesting backstories just kept on coming.
Marcus Janssen became hooked on fishing as a youngster growing up in his native South Africa. And then, when his family moved to Scotland, salmon took over.
He was raised by salmon after the move.
Raised by wolves.
And if you ever watch Marcus Janssen and he's in the water, when he wants to jump back onto the bank, it's fantastic. He doesn't have to use the stairs at all.
Superb at swimming upstream.
He certainly is. He's brilliant at it, yeah. Is it me? Back to the callers. Mm. And this guy on the Sports Bar Weekender was speaking very highly of Gareth Southgate.
What do you make of his...
We went into the last tournament, the Euros. It was all about defensively we're weak.
Yeah.
But I think it's tough for him. What does he do?
two different voices.
Yes, a man of two different voices, much like the Chesterfield manager, Paul Cook.
You know, and nowadays in the modern game, teams have been known to make changes, so... Whatever team Southampton bring, we know it's going to be very tough, but we've got a chance.
It's crazy. A man of two different voices. Here's Danny Kelly crossing to the Moose on the final whistle in the FA Cup.
First round replay between Chelmsford and Barnet. How's it gone, Ian Abrahams?
And it ended Chelmsford 0, Barnet 1. The goal by Idris Elba late on.
Hello? When did he... I mean, he's pretty adaptable, fine actor. Wonder if Luther Blissett was
there. We
had
to look it up. It was Idris Kanu.
Idris Kanu. I don't know where Idris Elba came from.
This is Jason Cundy getting very excited about England's game against Iran on Monday.
So I think I'll still be in the office.
Max, let me dress that up a different way. It might be Monday 1 o'clock. It's a World Cup at 1 o'clock.
It certainly is a World Club at 1 o'clock.
Unfortunate spoonerism there.
Yeah. It's a World Club at 1 o'clock. Dean Saunders, Saunders now weighing in on the Cristiano Ronaldo interview.
He could have just gone in and said, rip my contract up, you know, rather than going slating the owners, slating the manager, slating Ren Hag.
Who's Ren Hogg?
Yes, well, it was Dean. He loved that cartoon, Ten and Stimpy.
Yeah, it was very good, yeah. I wonder if he's thinking of old Otto Rehhagel from back in the day. It was probably something more of his era. Anyway, where were we? Back to the lines. Mm. And this very enthusiastic caller to the sports bar.
Let's go speak to Ian. Morning, Ian.
Hello there. Hello, Jason. Hello, Dean.
Hello, all right. Yeah, oh, sure. Hello. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'd be good to get him on for an hour. Coy was excited, wasn't he?
He was.
Well, yeah.
Let's have a bit of carry-on fishing now with Nigel Botherway.
And he's got a beautiful centre pin. I dread to think how big it is. I think my biggest centre pin's probably about 4¾ inches the width of the... Whereas I think this one of Darren's, it must be 6 inches. It's
speechless he was. Carry on fishing. This is Andy Goldstein with a question for former Sunderland and Ghana striker Asamoah Gyan.
My two questions you can only answer with one word, right? How far will England go in the World Cup?
I would have chosen another word, really. Yeah. Although it was a very difficult question to answer because he couldn't say semi-final. He could have said semi. He could have said quarter. He could have said 16, or he could have said final.
All of those are two words.
Really, he set him out of a challenge there, Andy. What's next?
Where am I? Hold on.
Just time, it says.
Oh, yes, time to squeeze in the TalkSport Quarter of the Week to the Sports Bar Weekender.
Barry, welcome back, mate. Hopefully we've got you sorted now on the phone lines. Go for it, my man. How are you? Barry? Got you. I think we got you. I think we've got you, buddy. Go for it, mate.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man. Go for it.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now, mate. Come on, Baz, don't let us down. Barry.
I think he needs a bit more credit. I think he needs a bit more credit, fellas.
Go on.
Can you hear me?
Talk Sport. Caller of the Week.
Tremendous. And finally, it's Alan Brazil name-checking breakfast top team over in Qatar.
Budget meant nothing. Just do it. Just do it. Nike, just do it. Do it. So World Cup fever's heating up at TalkSport. Our very own Sam Ellard.
He kind of got there in the end, Sam Ellard, didn't he? And unsurprisingly, that did remind us of something. You can stand under my umbrella.
You can stand under my umbrella. Ellard. Under my umbrella. Ellard.
There we are.
I think Alan adds something to it.
Ellard.
You get the idea with that. So there we are. There are the clips of the week. Goose Lee was mentioned in the clips of the week. Mike said, don't you remember him in Kung Fu Gander? Oh, well done, Mike.
Very good.
Top work. And Ian Murray says, yes, he remembers Goose Lee making films with Duck Norris and Quacky Chan. Oh, well done, folks. Quick reaction times. Well done.
That's good.
We should thank Billy Farris, IMO, Alan Jenkins, Alex Cashier, Roger in Durham, Town Fan, WG Dickens, Clay in Leighton, Old Clumsy, Joe Darlow, Shah Bartram, Dan B and Kev Splash. They all suggested clips that were played this week. If you hear a clip, because we're still bringing the clips of the week, even though we're going to bring you the podcast on the final podcast of the week, because we'll be podcast only for the next couple of weeks with Waterwall games in our time slot on TalkSport. So, yeah, we'll still bring you the clips of the week. And if you do hear a clip, please do send it in to us. As always, TalkSport.com/H&J. Text to 81089 or tweet to TSHNJ. That's TSHANDJ. As always, we need a day and a time when you heard it. And if it's played, you will get a credit. You can hear the Clips of the Week podcast. That'll be available in probably about the next half hour. You can listen back at your leisure and indeed to a bunch of previous clips of the week, and the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon show is available as a podcast. But as we said, from next week, we'll be just bringing you the podcast only. It'll be available to listen to in the morning. If you're a night owl, it'll probably be up for about 11 o'clock at night and you can listen then. But back home with H&J from Monday for the first couple of weeks of the tournament.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.